Good morning. I'd like to call the Siskiyou County Local Agency Formation Commission to order. Today is Tuesday, June 9th. It's 9 o'clock. And Commissioner Mazzoni, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, ma'am. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni.
Here.
Commissioner Ogren. Commissioner Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Chair Baker.
Here. Approval of the minutes for May 12th, 2026. What are the wishes of the commission?
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't think I could.
Right. Okay. Unscheduled appearances. Conflict of interest declaration. Presentation of documents. Availability of public records. If I'm supposed to be reading any of this, let me know. Mm-hmm. Item 8, public hearing protocol.
Here.
Item 9, changes to agenda items and consideration of agenda items to be continued. We have none. We have no new business. So I'll move on to old business. Agenda item, fiscal year 2026-2027 final budget. This is the continued public hearing for May 12th, 2026 to consider the LAFCO final budget for fiscal year 26-27.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. This is a continued item from the May 12th meeting. Following that meeting, staff submitted the budget to the 9 incorporated cities. We received no comments back. The budget is back for your approval. This is the final budget for fiscal year 2026-2027. On page 1 of your staff report, there is the budget is there. There are three columns. Column A is the adopted budget from this current year that was adopted last year. Column B is the amount that we're expecting to end the year with on June 30th, 2026, coming up. And column C is actually the new budget being proposed for this year, which you will be voting on. Column C shows revenue of $42,500. We have expenses of $28,908. We end up with a surplus of around $13,592, and we'll end the year next year on June 30th with about $108,481. Staff is recommending approval of the budget. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do the commissioners have any questions? This is a public hearing. Do I need to open the public hearing? This is a continued public hearing.
It's continued. I would open it.
I'm going to open at the public hearing. I'm going to close the public hearing. Do we have any discussion on the agenda item? Okay. Will the clerk please take a roll call vote?
Commissioner Harkness.
Aye.
Commissioner Mazzoni.
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren.
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Yep.
Chair Baker.
Yes. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 4 for discussion and direction. And this is a possible meeting location change.
So this was just a lark on staff's part, but as I read it, I was like, do we really need to change? But if you guys were open to it, we do have another meeting location down at 190 Greenhorn, which is the stage building. There's a facility there, and I noticed some of the members here are also on that LCC commission. It might make sense to have the meetings on the same day in that location. However, if you guys are happy with this room, we can do it here as well. The other room does have facilities for like online projections, that sort of thing, in case we ever get to that point. But
we have that as well down there. Just saying.
Is there...
I'm happy to move down, change locations. I think it might be even more convenient.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next meeting is scheduled for September. So we'll send out the information on that with the new location.
Okay. All right. So do I have a consensus to move the meeting location?
I'm good. Yes.
Okay. We have consensus. So we'll see you at the stage office in September. Okay.
We're hoping it will allow better transportation options for people, maybe, in case they want to go to LAFCO.
Hey, I used to take the bus.
That's what I mean. So, you know, so it's, at the stage location, it's more central.
Yeah.
Well, and it's closer, you're coming up from South County, too, just get off.
Yeah, it's a big town, you know, you might get traffic.
You never know these days.
You never know. All right, moving on to item number 5, miscellaneous future meetings. September 8th at 9 a.m. is our next meeting. Do we have any correspondence?
No
correspondence. Staff comments?
We do have one prospective project coming out of Aetna for an out-of-service agreement. It's probably going to be handled at the staff level, but if it's not, then it'll be escalated to LAFCO in September.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commission comments. Anybody have any comments?
We do have an EV vehicle coming to stage today as part of the LTC, and it's the stage is looking to purchase electric vehicle buses. So they're bringing a bus, I think, up from Sacramento. So if anyone's around town, you know, if you want to see an EV bus, it might be cool, you know. And just if this is the direction that the county's going, and we're getting funding to do this, you know.
So. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just down in Sacramento. There's plenty of alternative besides gas or diesel. There's hydrogen. There's all that stuff. I do think, you know, the knock on EVs is the range. But
yeah.
From a practical standpoint, if you just have, like, within, let's just say, Wairika, or what, you know, up, or up and down, you know, it's all about monitoring. And there is grant money for charging stations, and maybe the initial purchase. I think.
Yeah.
With the price of fuel going up, not down.
Yeah. No, that's what we're trying to do with LTC, is these options for the different towns. So
that's
EV vehicle for Wairika, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when we do
our McLeod shuttle.
When we do our, I know we're starting to talk about transportation stuff, but when we do our in-city routes and stuff, it's a great idea for the smaller buses, especially.
Yeah, for sure.
So just not going over Forest Mountain or
right.
down to Mount
down
Shasta.
McLeod or something, yeah.
No good. No way.
Well, thank you. I would like to extend an invitation to everybody here. Tomorrow evening, we're having an open house at the Wairika City Chambers to meet our new city manager, Will Ibershoff. Starts at 5 o'clock, so I would just like to invite you all to that open house.
I heard he's fabulous.
They're all fabulous initially.
They all start up.
They're all to the shower.
Yeah.
It's like babies. They're all cute and
very cute. They start talking now.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah. And then those babies turn 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they turn 30 and give you grandchildren.
Yes. That's true. So, all right. If there's no further business to come before the commission, I'll adjourn the meeting at 9:09.
Record. Okay. Madam Chair.